Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today. So on today's show, my guest is Chelsea Filatico.
Yes, I got it. You did.
And it's not like we haven't known each other for years, right? But how often do we really use our last names?
We never know. It's Carol from the hospital.
Exactly. So for those of you that may not know, Chelsea is from VIP, which is Victims Intervention Program, correct?
Yeah.
So do you want to tell our listeners, like, you know, how long have you been with VIP, where it's located?
Yeah. So I've been with VIP for just about 5 years, and we are the victim service provider for both Wayne and Pike counties. So we have an office. Our physical locations are actually kept confidential mm-hmm. for safety purposes, so that we don't take walk-ins. We don't want people to really know where we are, because we want victims who are coming to us for services to feel safe in mm-hmm. our office. That's our main goal, is safety. So I can say that we have an office in Honesdale and in Milford, and sometimes, depending on the situation, we are able to go out and provide services outside of our office. So mm-hmm. we have child counselors who work most days in the school. During the school year, we barely even see our child counselors. They are in the guidance office of every school in every district throughout both counties, providing services on site to children.
Right.
Other times we might be at the, we come to the hospital a lot to provide trainings. Mm-hmm. And one-on-one counseling sessions or crisis services if it's needed in the emergency room. We can meet people at the library if it's safe, if it's not safe for them to come to our office. And if people are safe and it's just a beautiful day, they want to walk around, we'll meet you somewhere. We'll walk and talk and do a traveling session. Mm-hmm. So while we do have our physical locations, we're not bound to those spots.
Which is, again, I think it's great for our listeners to know that, you know, the first goal is probably to make them feel safe mm-hmm. wherever you meet them at, yeah. correct? So, you know, yeah, so you talked about not, you know, having that ability for walk-ins because of safety. How could they get in touch with you? I know we'll talk about the phone numbers at the end, but maybe mention them now if someone is listening yeah. and they really need to have that number.
Yeah, so most people come to us through our hotline, which is 24/7. It's answered by a live person no matter what time of day you're calling. And that phone number is 570-253-4401. And that will get you somebody as soon as you call.
Okay. And it covers Wayne and Pike counties.
Yep.
If someone was to call that's outside the county, if they're listening, would they like refer them to another agency, maybe in Lackawanna or Luzerne?
Yeah, possibly. Every situation is so different. Okay. So even though we are technically funded for Wayne and Pike County, mm-hmm. we know that it's not always safe to get services in the county that you live in. So we'll assess if they're in a spot where maybe our sister agency is in Scranton. So maybe Scranton is farther than Honesdale for them. So if they want to come for services here, that's fine. They can do that. Mm-hmm. But there is a program like VIP in every county throughout the United States. So we might not have the same resources that are available in your county of mm-hmm. residency. So we will refer out if we need to, but we don't discriminate based on their geographical location, if right. that makes sense.
No, that definitely makes right. sense. And I think that, again, gives people more comfort knowing that they can reach out to you and you will help them in some way, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it may be. So I know we're in September. lots of stuff going on in September, but October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month,
yes.
right? But you do have some events coming up, because I want to make sure we have enough time for those
yes.
and to talk about those. So what's the first one coming up that people can come out to, right? This is important that anyone can come out and get resources, right?
Yes. Yep. So our first event is not in October. It's right beforehand. It's September 28th, which is next Saturday. And that is our annual Glow Run. And we love this event because our work is really heavy a lot of times. So this is our one time as staff to do something that's really lighthearted and just a lot of fun. So the Glow Run is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Everything glows in the dark, and it's a walk, not a 5K. You don't even have to walk if you don't want to. You could dance around the track. You could say, forget that, I'm going to go color something. Whatever you want to do, we're here for it. But the goal of this is to bring all of the resources in the community together for a night. And help people, one, understand the resources that are available to them and their families, and two, help them find new skills to use when they need to cope. So mm-hmm. we're going to have a table doing journaling. We're going to have a table doing making bookmarks for people who like to read and maybe start a new hobby. We have a bunch of arts and crafts. We have some really fun games. Like, we this year we got a volleyball net and a glow-in-the-dark volleyball, so we can get people moving and have fun in different ways. And we have some guests coming this year who are going to teach us some self-defense moves, which is, again, safety is our main goal at VIP, so mm-hmm. that feels like it really ties in. We have somebody to come do a mini yoga session before our run to help us, you know, understand how to move our bodies a little bit. And then after we walk or run for a few minutes, maybe 30, I don't know, we have somebody who is a, like, dance fitness instructor. Mm-hmm. And she's going to do a dance routine and invite everybody to join in.
That's so much fun.
Yes. And the fun thing about that is that in Women's History Month, we also run a program called The Badass Woman.
Uh-huh.
And she was one of our first winners. And she started this company from the ground up. Like, she took her health under her own wing and
mm-hmm.
developed this dance program that now she has her own gym and she does, like, a traveling gym. It's really cool. So we're just so excited to reconnect with her.
That is so exciting. Okay, yeah. So that is September 28th. What time and where?
5:30 is when gates open, and mm-hmm. it's at Wong Paul Peck High School on the track and field.
Right, so it's outside.
Yeah.
And I am so sad because I am going to miss it this year. I know. No. I attended last year. It's just I have another event scheduled in my personal life, so that I'm excited for.
We'll let it slide this year. We'll let it slide.
I will be thinking about you guys.
But the hospital will be represented. I know
that,
right?
Of course
we
will. Yep. We always support this event. Yes, and actually this Glow Run Wellness and Health Fair is where, you know, they applied for, IP applied for some money from our Way mm-hmm. Memorial Health Foundation community grant program, and we were able to fund some of it.
So it wouldn't be possible without you. Yeah. So, well, thanks,
you
know, Carol.
You guys do all the work. We just kind of do some financial support for you. So what about some other things? So then now we're kind of probably going into October, right?
Yep. So now that we're in October, we have quite a few things. October 9th is Health Cares About DV Day, Domestic Violence Day. So Health Cares About Domestic Violence. And this day is really just a time for us to promote a collaboration and connection with healthcare providers throughout the county. We have a medical advocate whose job is to form that connection, strengthen it, and then train as many medical professionals as she can, which she does a great job at doing.
Shout out to Erica.
Always, always. And she's sad she couldn't be here today.
I know.
But so we do have something in the works there because it's important. Sometimes those doctors, those physicians are the first line of defense. They might mm-hmm. be the first person that a victim discloses to. So knowing what to do as a medical professional in those situations can literally save somebody's life. So we really push for that mm-hmm. that connection and communication.
And we have nurses that are trained specifically for medical advocates, right, as well? I don't know if that's a technical name, but yes.
Do you mean mm-hmm. like a SANE nurse?
Yes, a SANE nurse.
Yes, mm-hmm. we train, SANE stands for Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner, and they are the ones that would do a forensic rape exam on somebody if they come in after a sexual assault. So mm-hmm. Erica and some other state partners provide a training yearly, maybe it's every other year, I can't remember.
I think it's every other, but yes.
Mm-hmm. And they train them on how to do that and how to do it in a trauma-informed way so that we are making the victim feel as comfortable as possible mm-hmm. and they have all the knowledge to make informed decisions.
Right, which is so important.
Yeah.
So what other events do you have going on?
So we do have a fundraiser that I'm really excited about, which is on October 12th. It's on Broad Street in Milford at Pia's Tattoo and Art Gallery. And Pia is a wonderful woman who I met, who is a tattoo artist, and she wanted to partner with us in some way, and we thought maybe she would just do some kind of awareness tattoos for us, but mm-hmm. she took it a step further and said she wanted to do a day of flash tattoos, so flash art that's already predetermined and sized for people to come and get, and then 100% of those proceeds come back to VIP, which is really awesome. And she sent me some of the artwork she has, and she wanted to make sure that it fit our mission, which mm-hmm. is educate, empower, and envision. And boy, did she do a great job. Aww. So I can't wait to be able to share that with everybody.
Again, I'll be away for that.
Oh, Carol, you're killing me. No.
I'll just have to make a special appointment.
You
know what? Then.
We'll save you one. We'll make like a temporary tattoo for you.
Sounds good.
But that will be really fun. That's a new thing that we've never done this mm-hmm. before. So it's just an exciting new way to spread the word and maybe, like, I don't know, branch into a new community. And
right,
it's exciting for us.
Exactly.
So that's October 12th. Like I said, Broad Street in Milford. I don't remember her exact location, but Broad Street's not that big. You'll see us.
We'll have signs. Like, so, and we're not done talking about some events, but they can go on your website, right?
Yes. So we will have all of these listed on our website. It's vipempowers.org.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you follow us on social media, it's vipempowers, and you can find our website from there too.
Right. And do you have a Facebook page as well?
Facebook and Instagram. Yes. Yep.
Okay, yes. Cool. And then what else? We have like about 4 minutes left.
Wow.
So I think I know.
Oh my gosh.
I told you we could talk for hours, right?
Yes. The last thing we have, and probably one of the most important, is our domestic violence vigil. This is also something that's going to be in Pike County. It'll be at the Milford Community House on Thursday, October 24th at 5 p.m. It's a pretty short event. It's usually a little somber because we're talking about a really heavy topic, and right. Our goal there is to have some, we will have some survivors who are there to speak and share their journey and some words of encouragement for other people who are mm-hmm. who are living it right now. And we take time to honor victims who are not with us because they've died due to domestic violence, which is a really real threat in our community.
Right. And I think that's important for you know, our listeners to understand it can happen anywhere.
Yes.
You know?
It doesn't discriminate.
Right.
It doesn't matter how mm-hmm. old you are or your socioeconomic status. It doesn't care if you're employed or how long you've been with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Our victims are all across the spectrum. Like I said, from 5 to 105.
Right.
We work with everybody.
So the individuals you serve is what age groups? Like, so you said like from 5 to 105, right?
Yeah. Or beyond. If you're lucky enough to live beyond that, we're here for you too.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that we won't serve are the perpetrators. So somebody who has been a perpetrator of domestic violence or is in our system flagged as an abuser.
Right. But you do both females and males,
absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
Because yep.
You know, it can happen in both genders or,
yes
in any community that we talk about.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? Services, are they free?
Yes. Everything we do comes at no cost, and our services are completely confidential. The only exception to that confidentiality is if somebody discloses child abuse. Again, safety is our main concern, so mm-hmm. we are mandated reporters and would have to report any suspected child abuse, but other than that, we are under a very strict confidentiality policy. So even if, Carol, if you walk somebody to our door mm-hmm. and then the next day call and say, hey, how did Susie Q make out? I can't confirm or deny that I even know who Susie Q is, even though you introduced us. And
right.
So sometimes it can be a little frustrating mm-hmm. for other professionals, but we do it for Susie Q's safety.
Exactly. And that's so important. And even in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, if I see somebody in the lobby that may be waiting for blood work and, you know, I say hi to them and then I saw one of their family members and I said, oh, I saw your mom. We can't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We really have to maintain strict confidentiality, call a PHI, you know, whether we saw them in the hospital, we can't discuss that.
Yeah.
And it's so important, you know, to protect our patients, our clients, you know,
yeah.
which is really important. So, I mean, I can't believe we're almost out of time, Chelsea. So, Chelsea from VIP covers both Wayne and Pike counties. What is the phone number that, you know, someone can call?
Yes, it is 570-253-4401.
Wonderful. And again, and you also, can they text?
They can, yes. If you, that is our text line number too. So mm-hmm. if you're not safe to call, you can text us. We just ask that you don't use it to make appointments unless mm-hmm. unless you aren't able to call. Because a lot of times we get people like, can I reschedule? I'm like, oh. Keep this line open for emergencies.
Right, exactly.
But yes, people can text us. You can even go to our website and there's a chat option. So if you don't have access to a phone at all, but you can access a laptop, you can hop mm-hmm. onto our website at vipempowers.org and there's a chat box that you can you can access right away.
Great, great. And it covers all the services that you have for our community.
Yes.
Well, Chelsea, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. It's always great. It's always great to talk and get to know more about what VIP does. You don't get to know you.
I know. Always. I'm always here for an interview. Like I said, anytime I can leave the office, I'm here for it.
Right. So again, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
So I want to thank everyone for listening today. And if you have any questions, you can always give me a call at 570-253-8422. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.